This reflection is based on the gospel reading from Wednesday, March 29th. The truth will set you free. In this gospel reading, Jesus tells the Jews who believe in him, quote, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Despite being believers, they didn't understand the kind of freedom from sin he was speaking to them about, and immediately shot back sarcastically, I imagine, quote, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." Have you ever thought you really understood something only to find out that you didn't? If we have ears to hear, Jesus has this way of opening our eyes and hearts by speaking his truth to us. Nevertheless, these Jews had never considered the fact that you can literally become a slave to sin, and apparently wanted no part of this truth. Now, slavery in its human form is evil. There's no justification for it. However, it's been practiced for thousands of years. No one should ever be subjected to this. No freedom. You literally at the mercy of your owner. This is a sad reality that in this country alone exacted a grim toll during the Civil War, in which it was estimated that 620,000 to 750,000 people died, both military and civilian. Now, Jesus uses the word in this powerful imagery of slavery to describe the effects of sin on us. Sin takes possession of us completely. As in the earthly slave/owner relationship. However, this owner is in fact pure evil, and it wants to use us to fulfill its agenda to destroy. Though this is true, they are not getting this message and have quickly turned from being believers to being executioners. And Jesus says so, quote, "But you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you." Imagine the truth of God having no place in your life. Hopefully, we will always welcome God's truth in our lives. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. In John 18, verses 37 through 38, it reads, quote, "So Pilate said to him, 'Then are you a king?' Jesus answered, 'You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.' Pilate said to him, 'What is truth?' Pilate was a man of this world, knowledgeable, political, and powerful, but lacking real wisdom and love. For he could not even see the truth when it was standing right in front of him. But we know the answer to this question posed to Jesus nearly 2,000 years ago. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Truth is the complete opposite of lies. And we all know who the father of lies is. So let us follow Jesus, stay in his word, learn the truth, and be free. And when sin is committed, let us recognize it and humbly seek his forgiveness as we forgive others who have sinned against us. This is the way, and it all begins with Jesus, the truth, and he will set us free."